Have you ever wondered what the best camera, the best mic, the best lights are for you as a content creator? Today, I'm going to share my favorites for 2024. My name is Christina Dennis, and I've been a DIY decor content creator since 2009. What started as a passion for transforming drab spaces into vibrant havens has now turned into something bigger, something life-changing. I'm supporting our entire family with the income from the DIY Mommy blog, YouTube channel, and social media platforms. But it didn't happen overnight. It took countless hours of brainstorming, creating, and sharing content about what I love the most, budget-friendly DIY decor and home improvement projects. Now I'm ready to share all of my secrets, tips, and strategies that helped me turn my passion for DIY decor into a full-time career supporting my family along the way. Are you ready to transform your hobby into a successful career? Welcome to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome back to my podcast, The Six Figure Creator. So glad that you're here again with me. Today, I'm going to talk about the best gear for 2024 as a content creator, and I'm going to share it with the lens of my own work as a DIY decor blogger, YouTuber, social media influencer, etc. So whether you're a seasoned pro at this or you're just starting out, I'm going to share a couple of different gear ideas and different price points for you, share why I like them, and then you can also click on over to my blog post and show notes about this at thesixfigurecreator.com, where I'm going to be linking to everything I'm mentioning in today's podcast. I've been a content creator since 2009, so 15 years this year, which honestly is really hard to believe. I'm going to have to come up with some sort of celebratory thing that I do this summer. June 2009 was when I started the DIYMommy.com. So yeah, 15 years ago. And in that time frame, I have tried a lot of gear, and I mean a lot. And I've had various budgets to buy this gear from, you know, $10 to $500. So I'm going to share kind of my favorites that I've learned over this 15-year journey. And I hope this helps you choose what you love too. But before I talk about my favorites, I want to make sure that you remember that your actual content is far more important than the gear you use. And I hope that is been something that I've said over and over again over the past several podcasts that I've shared. I hope that that has been a value that, you know, you've come to hear from me, is that your content is more important than the money you spend on your gear. You can start creating amazing content with just your phone. And I feel like gear is something that does hold potential content creators back. So just keep that in mind as you're listening to today's podcast. If you don't have the budget for some of these items, your smartphone is the tool that you can use to create videos and photos that are going to be good enough to start, honestly. Lots of phones are great to start creating videos and photos. The actual content that you share, if it's helpful, if it's inspiring, educational, authentic, that is far more important than the gear that you're using. However, once you are ready to step up your game, you have a budget for a new camera, for a new mic, for some lighting, I'm going to share my favorite ones right now. So first of all, let's talk about cameras. When it comes to content creation, once you're ready to move on to a camera after your phone, having something reliable with a great autofocus that produces good quality photos is essential. For those of you with a higher budget, so maybe you're a few years into this business, my favorite is the Canon EOS R6. And I bought this 3 years ago, I think. And oh my gosh, I love this thing so much. And this was a big purchase for me because prior to this, I was a Nikon girl. I only shot with Nikon. And once I moved to the Canon, and specifically to this EOS R6, like, I'm not going to lie, this is not an overstatement. My life changed. It has the best autofocus, which is so important when you're shooting a lot of things by yourself. I shoot things by myself usually. Sometimes my husband, Sean, helps me, but most of it is by myself. So I need a camera that can automatically focus on my face or my hands or on whatever I'm doing. The EOS R6 has a snappy autofocus. I did purchase a separate lens. It's the 15-35 millimeter, which is a nice wide angle lens, which I think is a really important investment if you're shooting lots of interiors like me. So especially if you're shooting small spaces, a nice wide angle lens like this 15-35 zoom is going to be able to get that whole room in the frame. And I've seen a lot of people use the EOS R6 for YouTube videos and for photos. So it's great for both. And this is the camera that I use for most of my YouTube videos. And then I also use it for those vertical beauty shots at the end of my short form videos. And I use it for 99% of my photos on my blog. When I'm editing my photos and my video, we should just talk quickly about that. Software wise, I use Adobe Lightroom to edit my photos, and I use Adobe Premiere Pro to edit my videos. But what if you're on a tighter budget? You can't afford the Canon EOS R6. I know it's a big investment. I like the Canon M50, and I think the new one is the M60, but I'll make sure to link those on today's show notes. This has a really great image quality as well. It's a more affordable price point, around $1,000, whereas, you know, you can spend like $6,000 on the EOS R6 base and the lens. But the M50, more around $1,000, perfect for creators who want that quality, a little bit higher than the phone, but they don't have that huge budget. It's also a smaller camera, so it's great for vlogging if you're doing, you know, some shop with me's or doing travel vlogging. I use mine for this purpose, but what I use it for the most is I hang it off of a curtain rod that I installed above the island top, the workstation in my studio, to shoot top-down tutorial style videos. So whenever you see my hands making something on my little marble contact paper island, that's shot with my M50, which is just suspended on literally a curtain rod on the ceiling above that work surface. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but just note that most smartphone cameras are more than capable of producing high quality content, whether it's video or photo, especially when you're just starting out. So grab your smartphone, grab a nice little phone tripod, and just get to work. Don't let the lack of a high-end camera hold you back from starting your career as a content creator. All right, let's talk about microphones. Crystal clear audio is very important. So even if you're just using that smartphone, I would recommend investing in a microphone, probably as your first piece of gear, even before a new camera, because good quality audio is going to help your viewers or your readers understand what's going on. And if you kind of have this mushy, crackly, quiet audio, it really can detract from what you're trying to say to your audience. So again, we'll start with a higher budget one, and this is my favorite mic of all time. I love this thing. I bought this only last year, and again, not to be dramatic, but it also changed my life. It's the DJI mic. DJI mic. I will link this again on the show notes at thesixfigurecreator.com. It is amazing. So it comes in this little case. You have two lavalier mics. Then you have this little sound bar that you can attach to your camera. There's no cord. You can have two mics going at the same time if you have interview style content. The microphone quality is fantastic. It sounds so good, really easy to edit, and I am head over heels for this thing. It is more of an investment. I think it's around $400, but it has changed my career for sure. If you're working with a more modest budget, there's one called the Pop Voice Lavalier microphone. It's also a fantastic option. I've used this one too. Despite its affordable price tag, this microphone does have that clear sound quality that rivals the more expensive alternatives. But just keep in mind that this one does come with a cord, so you'll need to factor that into your setup. I have tried cordless, budget-friendly lavalier microphones, but honestly, I have not found one that I can recommend with no question here. If I do, I will let you know. There is one that is by Rode that's an on-the-camera microphone. I will also link this one on the sixfigurecreator.com show notes. This one's good if you are just kind of standing within maybe a meter or two of the camera, or you're doing a vlog style setup. Now, lighting. Proper lighting can make or break your content, especially your video content. So investing in quality lights is a really good idea. So for those that have a little bit of a higher budget, again, the Neewer CB100 LED video light is awesome. So this is a light that is a continuous lighting source. It's large. You can adjust the color temperature, make it warmer, make it cooler. You can adjust the brightness of this thing. It is huge. You put it in one of those big octagon style soft boxes, and this provides a beautiful lighting source. I use this a lot for my top-down tutorial videos when I'm shooting in, you know, less than desirable lighting conditions. So if it's cloudy outside, if it's closer to the evening, I'll use this light. It is fantastic, but again, a little bit more pricey. If you are on a tighter budget, the Mount Dog softbox kit from Amazon is a fantastic option as well. So I do have this one, and this one is smaller, so I like bringing this to sets. So say I'm shooting something in our tiny lake house rental where I don't want to bring this giant 36-inch wide octagon light box, I'll bring this smaller kit. It comes with two lights. I think the soft boxes are 18 inches to 24 inches across, so really easy to transport, and it does offer a flattering light. You can put one on either side of your face or your subject, and it's pretty good. Not as bright and powerful as the Neewer, but good enough to light up your subject to make your quality of video better. Worth it to note, though, if you don't have a budget for lighting like soft boxes, which are my favorite, those soft boxes for video, natural lighting will always reign supreme anyhow, truly. So plan your shoots for midday near a window at your home. Shoot outside at golden hour. I prefer lighting for my room makeover beauty shots. I prefer that natural lighting. So I'm always ready to shoot around noon on a sunny day. So I hope that helped you out. If you are in the market for finding cameras, mics, or lights for your video or your photo content, certainly helps your content look better and sound better. However, don't forget, good quality content reigns supreme. It's far more important than your gear. Make sure to create that high quality content that helps people and inspires them, educates them, and makes them just want to subscribe to you and learn more. I do have tons of other podcasts about how to be consistent with content and how to create that content that people are going to be following you for. And I will leave links to those podcasts down in those show notes. And until next time, have an amazing couple weeks, and I'll talk to you again in the next podcast.